Let me make sure I have this straight. The immigrants are being told to pay for the DNA test the government needs to resolve a problem the government caused in the first place, separating families?
Yeah, so it was. This is based off of what an immigrant advocate who runs a shelter for immigrants who are released from ICE custody, and many of them stay at his shelter, hundreds and hundreds of them in El Paso. And apparently there's four women there who are trying to be reunited with their family members. Three of them are mothers. The fourth one is trying to get back with her younger brother. And it sounded like ORR, which is the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is holding all these kids, said, well, you're going to have to pay for these DNA tests. And they were just kind of like, well, we don't have any money, so we don't know how we're going to do that. And then it's been difficult to get answers from the federal government on, you know, whether or not they're refuting this or whether they're actually charging people or what.
They won't even tell you the name of the contractor.
Yeah, that's right. On Monday, in a roundabout way, announced that a contractor was performing at least some of these tests. And, you know, when I went to them and I said, hey, you know, can you tell me who the contractor is? What's some more information about it? They said, well, we're not releasing that at this time. We don't have permission from the contractor. Well, they don't need permission from the contractor. They're the federal government. The government releases information on private contractors that it does business with every single day. And so, you know, by law, they have 30 days from the day that they sign the contract to release some information. So I guess we'll just sit around and wait for that to happen.
And who has been taking the documents that might prove parenthood from parents?
So when these migrant mothers come across the border and they get arrested and they go into custody, they go into the custody of Customs and Border Protection or ICE. And then as part of their court cases, those agencies, they take all their paperwork and, you know, they put it in their file that then, you know, shows up in the courtroom every time that person then has to go to court. Well, then they're released, on like a parole, sometimes with like an ankle monitor, and oftentimes in El Paso, they're released to the shelter, and they're given like an ICE ID card, and that's their new official documentation. But then when they go to ORR and say, hey, I'd like to get my kid back, ORR says, well, we need documentation that proves that this child is actually your child. And they say, in at least some cases, many cases probably, we don't have that paperwork. CBP or ICE has that paperwork. And ORR has told the advocate in El Paso, well, you know, it's not our responsibility to coordinate with these agencies.
Do you get the sense it's a plan to mess with these people or just an incredible level of disorganization? And
I think it's an incredible level of disorganization. I think that this entire policy was implemented in such a haphazard, last-minute way that they didn't think about any of the consequences of what it was actually going to do. And they're just completely scrambling after, you know, the public relations fallout in the last couple of weeks about, you know, people being separated from their kids. And so now they're scrambling and they're like, what can we do here? And so these DNA tests are like a pretty decent, I mean, it's obviously a foolproof way to prove a relationship to someone. So they're thinking, okay, well, this is foolproof, so we're going to go ahead and do this now. And, it's just like the rollout of the policy itself. You know, they didn't tell U.S. Marshals that you're going to be having a lot more people in your custody. They didn't tell federal courtroom staff. They didn't provide any more resources to U.S. attorneys or federal public defenders when they launched this policy. They just did it. And without any thoughts, really, or apparently, of, you know, the consequences of what was going to happen.
Of course, the consequences fall on babies and toddlers and little kids. All right. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We appreciate it. Justin Glaw, independent journalist, lead author of this story.